This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And it's kind of shocking to think that the movie Jaws came out 50 years ago this summer. It's a big celebratory anniversary.
Wow, 50 years?
For that movie, yeah. It's 50 years old, and there's a guy who is going to be swimming with sharks to try to change the image that movie has given of sharks over the last 60 years.
Really?
He's going to swim around Martha's Vineyard in 47 degree water with sharks circling around him.
I don't know. Seems like it can go very bad. And what's he proving? Will the sharks vote for him?
I don't know. His name is Lewis Pugh, and he does these crazy endurance swims all over the place, and he doesn't wear a wetsuit. So he's kind of crazy.
Okay.
I mean, this, I'm trying to see how old the guy is. Oh, he's 55. So he was five when the movie came out. He was actually alive when it happened. I thought it was going to be some young kid that wasn't born for 20 more years.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when it comes to Jaws, there's always, you know, how many times do people say we need to get a bigger boat? We got to get a bigger boat, or you should have brought a bigger boat, whatever the line is, you know. Do you remember seeing it when it came out?
In the movie theater, it was a big hype situation.
Sure.
Because living in Stevens Point, back then, the movie, they didn't have enough copies of the movie to play in every movie theater on the same day, on opening day. So bigger cities got Jaws before Stevens Point, and it's one movie theater at the time, Fox Theater. And so we had been hearing people who had seen Jaws when they visited relatives out of town or something, and the buzz was building, and people were sharing scenes like, oh my God, you can't believe the thing with the tennis shoe. That part?
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, it was going to be opening on a Friday, and Gail and I were at the beach, and I was 13, she's younger, and we met this guy at the beach who was really funny, and he's like, oh, my cousin's coming into town, we're going into the movie, we're going to meet you there. So we considered it a double date.
Sure.
At age 13, and she was probably almost 12. And then when we get to the movie theater and we see the guy and his friend, the guy named Bruce, was wearing his orthodontic headgear.
That is sharp. That is, sounds like for makeout.
Didn't sit with us. So it really didn't turn out to be much. Yeah, we went to it and we loved it. You know, it was super scary, and it lived up to the hype.
Sure.
If you'd ask Gail, I think she would agree.
And poor Bruce. He was trying.
I know.
So my memory, I'm a little younger than you, so I was like 6 or 7 when Jaws came out, and we were actually, was it in the summer? I guess it must have come out
in
the
summer. It came out in June, and then it probably got to the smaller theaters sometime that summer.
Yeah, so like any good Chicagoan, we come up and invade Wisconsin in the summer, and we were in Eagle River, and you know, I don't know if it was Eagle River had the theater or not, but apparently they had two theaters, because I remember my parents being young. They had me when they were young. Responsible parents were like, well, we can't take him to see Jaws.
That's way too violent and scary.
We went with my cousins and my aunt and uncle, and my uncle and my dad, the two men, went to go see Jaws. And so the only other option was Tommy the Musical from The Who.
And that, oh my God.
So
with like the Tina Turner as the acid queen and.
Correct.
Oh my God.
My mom and aunt said, well, this will be a good choice, as opposed to just saying, we'll let the dads go see Jaws and we'll go take the kids to do, you know, for ice cream or something. So to this day, I have not really seen all of Tommy. I probably should at this point, but I can still clearly remember a scene.
You need to see it.
Yes, but I remember we're watching it, and I'm like, why can't this guy? He's like, what are they doing with him? And they put him in a bathtub.
Roger Daltrey.
And there's and they're pumping him with a bicycle pump, and that's when my aunt and mom were like, we should probably leave. So whenever I think of Jaws, I also think of Tommy.
Wasn't Pinball Wizard in Jaws?
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.